What I'm going to talk about this morning is keeping it simple. And typically alcoholic, I've got 20 ways up on the board of keeping it simple. So there's a paradox if ever you saw, or ever, isn't it? I've also written up on the board there, just in the corner, a kiss. And I often say this to myself, kiss, keep it simple, stupid, because I'm not really all that bright sometimes. And I am an alcoholic, and I have the greatest ability to screw up even the most simple of things. As I said the other day, if you've got a piece of paper, give it to an alky to play with, come back in half an hour, you'll have about four pulleys on it, seven strings and a couple of wheels or something. You know, simple things we can't keep simple. We've got to get complicated and complicate these things. And in fact, if we do this around AA, be very careful we don't finish up complicating the program so much that we can't grasp it. And it can become a hiding place, this great intellectual ability that we have or feel that we have, more of than what we've got perhaps, and we can even intellectualise the AA program and create for ourselves a hiding place away from reality. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Because we can make it very, very complicated, this program. You cannot be too stupid and too dumb to get sober. I am living proof of that. But you can be too smart. And it almost cost me my life too. Because I was too smart to get this simple program. I always looked for the hidden meanings. I delved into those steps and said, what does it really mean? It means what it says on the board, and it says what it means. It's as simple as that. You don't have to be an intellectual genius to read those steps up there and see what they say. They mean what they say. Just word for word, what they say is what they mean. And the suggestion that AA is that if you want to get well, read those steps through, and one by one, in your own time, work on the step, one step at a time, of recovery, and gradually the AA, or the attitude altering program, will begin to take place. And we will find, given time, as we work on that program, our attitudes, the world will not change for the better. In fact, in the last 24 years now that I've been sober, I believe it's changed for the worse, but I feel better. So if the world's got worse, how come I'm happier? Because there's been a change in attitudes. Whose attitudes? The world's attitudes? No, my attitudes. And it's not what the world does to me or doesn't do to me, or what it ever has in the past done to me or hasn't done to me, or what it's given me or taken away from me. They are not the things that have made me get on the grog. It has been my unwillingness or my inability to accept the things that I cannot change. And through this program of Alcoholics Anonymous, I'm more easily able to accept the things that I cannot change. And unless I do that, I'm going to hit the grog, because I want to change the things I can't accept. I want to escape and run away from what is, because I don't want to face reality. And that, of course, I mention almost every day in the talks that we have here, that reality is our biggest problem. But because of the alcoholic's tendency to complicate things, we often fail to grasp the simplicity of this program. And we can balls it all up, and we can screw it all up, and we can get the thing most complicated, all because we're looking for the hidden meanings. There are no hidden meanings. If I can understand this program, you can understand this program. It's so simple that we often trip over it. Brad only said the other day, didn't you, Brad? He said, I've been around a lot of times. But it's beginning, all of a sudden, the penny's beginning to drop. I can see that this isn't as complicated as I thought it was. And as we're beginning to have a look at the simplicity of the program, it's beginning to make a little bit of sense. We'll always miss out if we look for the hidden meanings. There aren't any. You can't be too stupid to get the program, but you can be too smart. It's a simple program for complicated people, and it'll work best for you if you keep it simple. Don't try and louse it up. And the methods that we have designed to present to you here on a daily basis are designed for simplicity, for two reasons. One, because I'm not smart enough to make them too complicated for you. It's not much good me getting up here and talking all the technical jargon and all that sort of stuff. You wouldn't understand it, and neither would I. What we want you to do is to find sobriety while you're with us, and more important than that is to take it with you. I said the other day, any mug can get sober. I've done it hundreds of times. And you've done it hundreds of times or dozens of times at home. You've got sober. No, there's no real big deal about stopping drinking or stopping taking pills. It's a big deal, all right, and it's pretty tough. But that's relatively easy compared with staying sober. And the reason that you can't stay sober and the reason that I can't stay sober is because all I've done is tackle the symptom of the problem. Unless I tackle the cause of the problem, my inability to face up and live everyday life, unless I can change my attitudes and learn to let those things not trip me up, I have to drink again. Because I'll be too lonely. I'll feel too hemmed in. I'll feel too angry. I'll feel too sad. I'll feel too happy. I win the lottery, I get drunk. I lose a loved one, I get drunk. I've got to learn how to win the lottery without getting drunk and how to lose a loved one without getting drunk. And how to put up with loneliness and not be lonely and find other friends and not get drunk. All these things I have to learn if I'm going to stay sober. But that is where before, once again, as alcoholics looking for the easier, softer way, we decide we just won't drink anymore, use my willpower not to drink, and we're tackling only just the symptom, 10% of the problem, which in turn, if we use it, aggravates our condition. And if you keep having busts and relapses, it's not because AA doesn't work, it's not because you're unteachable, it's the fact that you're not working the program. You can give me 100 different excuses as to why you are drinking. The fact of the matter is that you are not applying the daily program, I said, daily, I'll repeat it a third time, the program on a daily basis to your life. And of course the hard part is doing that, because up until now we've had no daily routine. We've been moved by our feelings. If it feels good, do it. Got me into a lot of trouble, and I am an emotional rat bag without this program to help to modify these mood swings. The normal person, so-called normal, is ruled by intelligence over emotions. But you and I are ruled by emotions over intelligence. We are not stupid people. We have a very high IQ generally. And we're very capable, and we've proved that because we've climbed the top of the tree and got here and done that and got it quit, and we're capable of doing all those things. But we're overruled by the emotions because we don't seem to be able to handle them too well.